Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, there is no reason not to hold Bitcoin for 100 years, says MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, who was recently interviewed by Bloomberg TV. Quoting him here, some people think diversification means buying other types of cryptocurrencies or other kinds of equities, he said. We think that by holding Bitcoin, we're diversified because we can see Bitcoin on the balance sheets of cities, states, governments, companies, small and big investors. Ultimately, Bitcoin is going to be the core to tech innovation at Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, so we want to be holding the Bitcoin. And as he points out here, inflation is a cancer that has been killing civilizations throughout history. Bitcoin is the cure. And Dan Held makes a great point. If everyone in the world understood Bitcoin and the current macro environment, then the Bitcoin price would be $1 to $10 million per BTC. And as Plan B shares, Bitcoin realized cap is rising again. Realized cap is the average price at which all 18.7 million Bitcoin were last transacted. Also, the few sellers at the moment sell at a profit and not at a loss like in May and June. In my opinion, this is bullish. Also in today's show, breaking news, Square to acquire Australian fintech Afterpay in $29 billion deal, which will allow Bitcoin purchases. That's right. Jack Dorsey's crypto-friendly digital payments firm Square is expanding competition with global payment giants like PayPal by acquiring a major Australian lending company. Square announced Sunday that the firm has entered into a scheme implementation deed to acquire all of the issued shares in fintech company Afterpay in a $29 billion deal. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, the number of global crypto users erupts to 221 million in the first half of this year, according to new research from crypto.com. And a new study, they show the growth of the global crypto market has rapidly accelerated from 106 million users in January to 221 million users in June. As you can see right here, I'll be breaking all this down for you. Also in today's show, Tika Tiwari says Bitcoin will be a check against central banks' money printing and debasement of currency. That's right. Tika Tiwari, editor of Financial Newsletter, Palm Beach Research Group, and Palm Beach Confidential, says Bitcoin will be a check against central banks' reckless money printing, and also says that it's still very much the early days in Bitcoin. And he goes on to share, in my opinion, over the next 5 years, a Bitcoin will be worth over $500,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major altcoins are currently correcting back in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Hope you enjoyed your weekend. We have a lot to cover as usual. And by the way, I'm your host, JV. Let's dive right in. Michael Saylor, CEO of business intelligence firm MicroStrategy, which was the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet, has staunchly defended the company's bullish long-term Bitcoin position based on its unique potential to evolve into the future of the property. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, Saylor argued that MicroStrategy's big bet on Bitcoin, which it has turned into the debt markets to sustain, is the highest upside, lowest risk strategy that the company can pursue. Quoting him here, some people think diversification means buying other types of cryptocurrencies or other kinds of equities, he said. We think that by holding Bitcoin, we're diversified because we can see Bitcoin on the balance sheets of cities, states, governments, companies, small and big investors. Ultimately, Bitcoin is going to be the core to tech innovation at Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, so we want to be holding the Bitcoin. And in response to the interviewer's probing as to how the interests of large centralized behemoths such as Twitter and Facebook can be reconciled with the decentralized network, Saylor made the case that Bitcoin holds the key to solving their endemic issues with cybersecurity and spam, integration with Bitcoin, and specifically the micropayment supporting Lightning Network could tackle these by incorporating an ecosystem that can vouch for creditworthiness and trust. Quoting him here, if you want to improve the user experience on these tech platforms, then you need to have skin in the game. And Bitcoin provides skin in the game for all of these interactors in the cyber environment. Jack Dorsey understands this. The killer app is cybersecurity integrated into an international trust network. Now, Saylor's projection of Bitcoin's long-term potential appears to be balanced between this capacity to support new functionalities on the web and to evolve into the future of property. Now, the reason MicroStrategy has leveraged long on Bitcoin, for which it borrowed a whopping $2.2 billion at a blended interest rate of about 1.5%. Hey, where do I sign up for this rate? I want to borrow money for 1.5%. Is that the firm anticipates that Bitcoin as an open property network will be used by billions of users. While the firm currently takes a 10-year view, Saylor's comments suggested his perspective is long in a truly maximalist sense. As he shares here, people joke that Bitcoin isn't really a trading strategy. It's an exit strategy. What we want to hold is a form of non-sovereign store value forever. Took a survey. The average Twitter user thinks it's going to last 3,500 years. Nobody is in a hurry with Bitcoin. We're thinking that it's the future of property. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Michael Saylor and that the Bitcoin network will be around for the next 3,500 years. Now, in the interim, Bitcoin is nonetheless also meeting the needs of retail traders, Saylor observed, noting that cryptocurrencies in general offer users of apps like Robinhood the unique possibility of trading 24/7, 365 days a year. In his view, it makes total sense for Robinhood to drive hard and up its support for the new asset class. Yet among digital assets, Bitcoin as the risk-off king of all the cryptos is, for Saylor, still where all the traffic and excitement is. And quoting Michael Saylor, as Bitcoin Magazine points out here, inflation is a cancer that has been killing civilizations throughout history. Bitcoin is the cure. That, my friend, is a fact. Now, MicroStrategy currently holds over 105,000 BTC on their balance sheet, and Michael Saylor achieved this within 1 year. Crazy, right? And as Dan Hill points out, if everyone in the world understood Bitcoin in the current macro environment, then the Bitcoin price would be $1 to $10 million per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Dan Held. I agree 100%. And as Plan B points out, Bitcoin realized cap is rising again. The realized cap is the average price at which all 18.77 million Bitcoin were last transacted. Also, the few sellers at the moment sell at a profit and not at a loss like in May and June. In my opinion, this is bullish. As you can see right here, the Bitcoin 200-week moving average realized cap. And he also shared more recently, Bitcoin July closing price was $41,490. It bounced from the lows like clockwork, which ultimately means the stock-to-flow model is still on track. And for it to remain on track, we need to close August at a minimal of $47,000. And by December of this year, Bitcoin needs to be trading at least $100,000 or more for the stock-to-flow to remain validated. And the stock-to-flow X, which is the cross-asset model predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the stock the flow. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Square to acquire Australian fintech Afterpay in $29 billion deal, as well as the number of global crypto users erupts to 221 million in the first half of this year, according to new research, as well as Tika Tiwari says Bitcoin will be a check against central banks' money printing and debasement of currency and will rise to $500,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see we're currently correcting with Bitcoin down almost 6% for the day, trading just above 39,200. We have Ethereum down about 0.75%, trading just under 2,600. We have Binance Coin down almost 3%, trading at $326. Polkadot down almost 1%, trading at $17.80. Cardano down almost 4%, trading at $1.30. And Chainlink down 1%, trading just above $22. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Jack Dorsey's cryptocurrency-friendly digital payments firm Square Square is expanding competition with global payment giants like PayPal by acquiring a major Australian lending company. Square announced Sunday that the firm has entered into a scheme implementation deed to acquire all of the issued shares in fintech company Afterpay in a $29 billion deal. The transaction is based on the closing price of the Square common share and is expected to be paid in all stock in the first quarter of 2022. The acquisition enables Square to further accelerate its strategic plans for payment ecosystems as the company is looking to integrate Afterpay into its Seller and Cash App business units to enable a buy now, pay later service, better known as BNPL, also referred to as the installment loans. BNPL transactions allow customers to pay a bill in small portions through a fixed period of time and are actively pioneered by global financial firms like PayPal, MasterCard, Klarna, Citi, and others. And according to the announcement, the integration will enable small businesses to offer buy now, pay later at checkout, allowing Afterpay consumers to manage their installment payments directly in Cash App and discover buy now, pay later offers directly within the app. The integration marks a new milestone for Square in meeting and growing consumer demand for shifting away from traditional credit. Now, Square co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey said that the acquisition will help the companies to deliver their shared mission to make the financial system more accessible, fair, and inclusive. Together, we can better connect our Cash App and Seller ecosystems to deliver even more compelling products and services for merchants and consumers, putting the power back in their hands, he noted. The news comes amid Square announcing notable second quarter earnings, reporting 200% growth in Bitcoin revenue. Square's Bitcoin services generated a whopping $55 million in gross profits, increasing 223% year on year, while Cash App generated a gross profit of $546 million, surging 94%. And before I break down our next story of the day, the number of global crypto users erupts to 221 million in the first half of this year, according to new research, as well as Tika Tiwari predicts a $500,000 Bitcoin price and says that Bitcoin will be a check against central banks money printing and debasement of currency. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.6 trillion with $86 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 46.3%, with the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Bitcoin Gold up 8% for the day and almost 20% for the week, trading at $57. Terra up 7% for the day and 30% for the week, trading at $11.87. And Anchor up 6% for the day and 32% for the week, trading at just below 10 cents. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we're currently rated a 48 in neutral. Yesterday was a 60 in greed, last week a 26 in fear, and last month a 24 in extreme fear, which we were stuck at for a couple of months. Now, if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Digital asset exchange and payment platform Crypto.com says that the number of global crypto users has massively surged in the first half of 2021. In a new study, Crypto.com claims that the growth of the global crypto market has rapidly accelerated from 106 million users in January to 221 million users in June. As you can see right here on your screen, we're talking about massive crypto adoption. The crypto exchange says that Bitcoin's meteoric rise earlier this year is the primary contributor to the expansion for the crypto population. I agree 100%. When Bitcoin goes parabolic and hits new all-time highs, views, searches all around the board are at new ATHs, all-time highs. Now check this out. We can see that January, February, and April were exceptionally strong months driven by Bitcoin's stellar performance. However, May was also extraordinary given Bitcoin and Ethereum's price plunge. Notably, it only took 4 months to double the global crypto population from 100 million to 200 million. By comparison, it took 9 months to reach 100 million from 65 million since we began tracking these numbers. Pretty amazing, if you're to ask me, for the crypto adoption to double from 100 million to 200 million in as little as 4 months. Crypto.com says that crypto adoption was also driven by the entry of institutional players such as payments giant PayPal and enterprise analytics company MicroStrategy. Quoting them here, Bitcoin led the growth from January to April as heavyweight institutions like PayPal, MicroStrategy, Visa, MasterCard announced plans to support crypto. Similarly, Ethereum saw saw significant growth in May and June as institutional investors continued to favor the token. As you can see here, it shows you the global Bitcoin and Ethereum population, total unique crypto users who have owned Bitcoin or Ethereum, and you can see it continuing to surge. So there you have it. Where do you feel the crypto adoption is likely to go next? Do you feel we'll continue to double at this pace and hit critical mass? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, Tika Tiwari predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price. It says Bitcoin will likely be a check against central banks' money printing, as well as a debasement of currency. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 860 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, which you can see right here, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button to help support the channel and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also follow me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as all the other podcasting platforms, including iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Tika Tiwari, editor of Financial Newsletter, Palm Beach Confidential, and Palm Beach Research Group, says Bitcoin will be a check against central banks' reckless money printing. Tiwari said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, "We had nowhere else to go. Central banks can print money as much as they want, and they can dilute the dollars down. But if Bitcoin becomes what I believe it will be, essentially an alternative source of value that people can flee to where their countries are debasing their currency, then it now becomes a direct competitor to central banks. Competitive market forces incentivize better behavior," Tiwari noted. He said, "When you have competition, what happens? You generally get better behavior, lower prices, and more value for your money." Tiwari predicted widespread expansion of Bitcoin's usage across large technology companies. Quoting him here, "It is a foregone conclusion that every major internet platform, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Google, will have to, at some point, integrate Bitcoin into their offering, and not just Bitcoin, but other cryptocurrencies as well," he said. Tiwari added, "Regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, I think everyone deserves and appreciates and values sovereign property rights, and that's what Bitcoin gives you. It gives you the ability to own and custody your property in a way that no other asset except gold offers, except Bitcoin is infinitely more usable than gold because you can break it down into tiny pieces. You don't just have to buy a whole Bitcoin or spend a whole Bitcoin," he continued. "It's divisible down to 100 of a millionth of a unit." That's right, one Bitcoin is 100 million Satoshis. You can send it anywhere in the world to anybody that has a smartphone, and they'll get it in about 10 minutes. It's incredibly easy to use. It's cheap. It's easier to store, and you can go anywhere in the world with it. You can have $1 billion of Bitcoin in your smartphone. Try doing that with gold. He makes a great point. Bitcoin's decentralization is one of its key strengths, he maintained. What I love about Bitcoin is that it's a monetary system that no one individual can manipulate or control, and that's the beauty of Bitcoin. That's right. Its decentralized nature is what makes it so great. Bitcoin's volatility is a function of it still being a novel and misunderstood concept," Tiwari held. He explained, "The fact is, when you have a new asset that is little understood and is in the hands of inexperienced people, it will be volatile. That was true for Microsoft in its early days of the 1980s, when people didn't even understand what Microsoft DOS was, what the value was, and they didn't believe that PCs would be a thing." He continued, "It was true of Apple in the early 2000s, when people couldn't understand the value of the iPod and then the iPhone that they had created. People like President Barack Obama were calling it a toy. They didn't understand it. It was going to change the world. Amazon shocked 90, 80, 70% more times than I count in the early days of its life," he recalled. "People could not understand how that could transform into the behemoth that it is today. So when you have something transformational, you have many people that don't really understand it. Bitcoin is still in its infancy relative to future growth and adoption," Tiwari determined. "It's still very much in the early days in Bitcoin," he stated. "I remember when I recommended Bitcoin at $428. People told me I was crazy that this ship had sailed because Bitcoin had been $100 just a few years earlier. Then a few years before that, Bitcoin was 10 bucks. And a year before that, it was 7 cents," he shared. "So people couldn't understand how I could, in all conscience, recommend Bitcoin at $400. They said the same thing to me at 5,000, $10,000, and $15,000, in my opinion, over the next 5 years, a Bitcoin will be worth over $500,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tika Tiwari. I personally feel that it's inevitable, and that's a conservative guess if you're to ask me, as I'm predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025. So without a shadow of a doubt, I feel Bitcoin can hit $500,000 within the next 5 years, but I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And I commonly cover Tika Tiwari here in the show. Last year, I put out a video entitled Tika Tiwari, Bitcoin Price Prediction, Bitcoin will hit $70,000 sooner than people realize. And lo and behold, the current all-time high is $65,000, which means Tika Tiwari was right on track as usual with his predictions. That's why I'm pretty excited to see him predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, there is no reason not to hold Bitcoin for 100 years, says Michael Saylor. And Dan Held shares that the Bitcoin price would be worth $1 to $10 million per Bitcoin if everyone in the world understood Bitcoin in the current macro environment. Also shared the latest from Plan B, as well as breaking news of Square to acquire Australian fintech Afterpay in $29 billion deal, which will offer Bitcoin payments. Also in today's show, we discussed the number of global crypto users erupting to 221 million in the first half of this year, according to new research, as well as Tika Tiwari's $500,000 Bitcoin price prediction within the next 5 years. It says Bitcoin will be a check against central banks money printing and debasement of currency. And last year predicted a $70,000 Bitcoin price a lot sooner than people realize. And lo and behold, we hit a $65,000 all-time high. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?